up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go. Time to do it again. Another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back again for another week of great old-time records. It's always records here on the Oompa Hour. Glad to have you along with us for another show. As you may have noticed, I find myself once again battling some kind of a weird throat thing. I don't know. I think I sound more normal than I did 2 weeks ago when I had my cold. And then I was fine for a week, and now I got a weird kind of gurgly throat thing. I don't know, but we're going to play the records anyway because I just don't care. I have survived a week of temperatures 40 degrees and colder below zero, and that is not the wind chill. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Been a wild week here in Oompa Land, I'm telling you. But let's get things rolling. I pulled, and I may have mentioned this last week that this was coming up. I pulled out a box full of records out of the attic that has not been opened up in probably 30 or 40 years. And I was like, ooh, this whole box is full of old-time records that I didn't pull out when I was first getting the show started. And I think just about all the records in the box are records that have never been on the show. They're not duplicates or extra copies or anything. They're things that were by the wayside, as they say, and they never got pulled out. So we're going to give them a spin, most of them, this week, or that's what we'll play mostly this week. There was like 100 records in the box. It'll take weeks to get through them. So almost all the records in the show this week are going to be coming from the upper Midwest, you know, around Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin. And I'll mix in some others, and it's going to be heavily slanted toward German style this week, just because, well, you got Minnesota, you got New Ulm, gives you, you know, Whoopi John, Elmer Scheid, Six Fat Dutchman, Lester Schuft, all the guys, you know. So we'll see. We'll start out with something Polish style, though, just because I usually do. Have you ever noticed that? We almost always get the show started with a Polish style record. Anyway, Joe Tomaszewski's Northeasterners, meaning Northeast Minneapolis, which most people called Northeast Minneapolis with a D in there, but this says Northeast on it anyway. And this is called the Love is the Answer Polka.
Love is the answer. The answer everybody's looking for. Everybody's talking about the troubles of the world, but no one can tell us what to do. I know a way to put a stop to all this bitterness. Here's a secret that I share with you. Love, love, love is the answer. Love can bring our people back together. Love, love, love is the answer. The answer everybody's looking for. Love is the answer. The answer everybody's looking for.
There you go, Joe Tomaszewski's Northeasterners, meaning Northeast Minneapolis. Love is the answer, Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. As far as I know, first time that record has ever been on the show, unless there's an extra copy out of it. Look at that. It's even got the little cardboard dealy in there that goes in a jukebox. It says the name of the song and everything right in there with the record. Ha ha. Anyway, Joe Tomaszewski and the band there here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. Now here's one. This is a national act, not one of the records out of the Twin Cities, for example. And a name you may recognize, Art Mooney, had a huge hit record in the late 40s. I want to say 47, 48, something like that. I had a huge record called I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover. It was a huge hit record. Art Mooney and the orchestra kind of became the version of that song that everybody knew, even though the song had been recorded back in the 1920s. But I found an Art Mooney 45 here with the orchestra, and they're doing a polka. It is the Hopscotch Polka. There you have it, Art Mooney and his orchestra and the Hopscotch Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along with us for another show. By the way, I'm Tim. I realized the other day I never introduce myself when I do the show. I sit here and talk about how the show is Tim Zumpa Hour, and I just assume that you realize that must be Tim. Yes, Tim Edwards hosting your show like I've been doing for years here on the Oompa Hour and for more than 40 years on radio in general. So that scares a lot of people, especially me. All right, now when's the last time you had a record that said on the record it was going to feature concertina and zither? Huh? I can't remember playing a zither record in recent history on the show. Frank Berndt and Carl Candlebinder. And yes, it's concertina and zither, and this is Annie's Polka. Thank you. There you go. You've had your dose of concertina and zither for the week anyway. There you have Frank Berndt and Carl Candlebinder with Annie's Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Before we get on to the Bill Will Band, really, that's the name of the band, let's talk about World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and officially invite you to pay them a visit. Maybe just mark it down on your notes there for traveling when you get into spring and summertime. Something like that, maybe. Depending where you're at, it could be a long hike up here to the North Country. But it's worth it, I'm telling you. Over, what is it, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of 1,400 concertinas and accordions on display. One of the world's only concertina and accordion repair and technician school is there. Beautiful concert hall. They have all kinds of events scheduled every year. Concerts you can attend, jam sessions, workshops, all sorts of stuff. And you find out more about them by simply visiting them online. worldofaccordions.org is where you need to go. And all the information is there. You can look at all sorts of pictures. You can shop the gift shop. You check the calendar events. You read a lot of great history stuff. It's worth it just to visit the website. But if you have the opportunity, you're going to be in the area maybe, or you're looking for an interesting vacation plan, maybe you want to make it the cornerstone of a little trip, check them out, worldofaccordions.org on the internets. All right. Let's get back to the music. This is Joey's Polka. There's a Y on there. I wrote it down and I left off the Y. It's Joey's Polka, not Joe's Polka. And it is the Bill Will Band. And it's on Double Eagle Records. And the record is pressed in beautiful translucent green vinyl. It's very festive looking. So let's roll Joey's Polka. There you go. That is the Bill Will Band doing Joey's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And I don't know if it means Bill Will play a song or if it's some guy named Bill and some guy named Will. Let us read the label closer, shall we? Anyway, I'm going to have to get another pair of glasses. Hang on. They're right over here. I got to double up the reading glasses to read the little bitty print on the record. By the way, this week we're celebrating the anniversary of RCA introducing the 45 RPM record back in 1949. All right, so it's Bill Peterson on banjo, Will Teutoburg on accordion. So there's Bill and Will. See, Clef Bentz on accordion, Lee Peterson on bass, bass viola, and Jim Littlewood on drums. From Double Eagle Records of Saukville, Wisconsin. I'm pretty sure. Hang on, I'm having glasses problems. I'm pretty sure. Oh, what a mess we're having today. I'm pretty sure it's the only record that we have here in the Oompa Hour Library from Double Eagle Records of Saukville, Wisconsin. Maybe they'll hear us and they'll go, well, you're going to need more of our records, and they'll rush some over here. Of course, they'll be 40 years old, but that's okay. Okay, got a couple more from around the Twin Cities in the Midwest area. The Deutschmeisters made a lot of good records. And this is one of those. It's called Why Did I Get Married? There you go, Deutschmeisters, Why Did I Get Married? Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Spinning the records here, dealing with a bit of a cold this week or something going on in my throat here, I don't know. But I'm having fun playing the records anyway, so I really don't care. But man, oh man, did we have the weather up here in northern Minnesota last week. You probably heard it on the news. And you know what you hear on the news that really irritates us people here in northern Minnesota? You hear them on like ABC National TV News. They're like, in Chicago, the temperature is down to 4 degrees. And with the wind, it feels like 8 below. How will they ever survive? In the meantime, we're sitting up here in northern Minnesota going, yeah, we had 56 below last night, and that wasn't the wind chill, that was the air temperature. And then we try to tell people what the wind chill is, and we can't because the wind chill doesn't compute any colder. You know, the math and the science only goes so far with a wind chill factor. And last week, we had many cities around northern Minnesota where the wind chill factor was off the chart. It couldn't be computed. It was that cold. It was cold enough that they stopped delivering mail. It was cold enough that the garbage trucks didn't come because the hydraulic fluid got so thick in the hydraulic thing in the garbage truck that if they tried to squish your garbage, the hydraulic hoses exploded. That's cold, baby. So, yeah. Anyway, we all survived, except I got this weird cold thing. I feel fine. I just talk funny. I don't understand. But anyway, now here's a record that when this record came out was not considered acceptable to broadcast or acceptable to play in mixed company. But now, of course, in the new millennium, in the modern age, we don't care. Gene Thomas and his Jolly Brothers made this record in Minneapolis, and this is their take on the Derby Town Polka. We'll be right back.
Derby Town just the other day. And there I saw the fattest goat that was never fed on hay. The horns upon this billy goat were made of solid brass. The one stuck out of his shoulder and the other came out of his. I suppose you don't believe it, I suppose you think I lie. Well, if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same as I. On this billy goat, they were so far apart. And every time when he'd bend down, he'd let a little. I suppose you don't believe it, I suppose you think I lie. Well, if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same as I. Billy goat, they were so very thick. And every time when he'd bend down, you could see his little. I suppose you don't believe it, I suppose you think I lie. Well, if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same as I. Hey! In Derby Town, they lived in a house of glass. And every time they'd take a bath, you could see their little. I suppose you don't believe it, I suppose you think I lie. Well, if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same as I. Hey! He is not very rich, but those guys that play this song, they're a dirty. I suppose you don't believe it, I suppose you think I lie. Well, if you go down to Derby Town, you'll see the same as I.
Kind of a naughty one there, Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers and the Derby Town Polka. This is Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Plenty of records to play yet this week. Let's get to it. Last week, man, we really jammed the show full. We barely got it into the hour, so we'll see how this goes. Now, how about something that's not strictly an old-time song? I mean, it's an old-time song. It's an old song. But it's not strictly a polka or a waltz or anything like that, but it's old-time style, and it's a song that I know a lot of old-time bands do. And it's really kind of a Dixieland jazz number almost, but done up old-time style. This is Leo Greco. This is called South.
Thank you.
you have it. Oh. That's what we call a surprise ending there. Leo Greco there and South here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Man, I got to remember that one so it doesn't catch me next time. I was going to do something, and now I don't know what it was, so I'll do something else. Oh, we got a record coming up. I wanted to mention again, because they're bringing it back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the revival of Holy Toledo Polka Days at the Renaissance Toledo Downtown Hotel, obviously in Toledo, Ohio. And this is happening April 5th, 6th, and 7th. Man, am I having a day. So if you want to find out more about that, holytoledopolkadays.com is where you can go. They got a bunch of bands playing. The Dyna Brass, The Boys, Michael Costa and The Beat, Freeze Dried, The Polish Connection, The Polish Country Musicians, John and Gora Goral, The News, and Squeezebox with Molly B and Ted Lang. You don't want to miss any of those cats. Find out more at holytoledopolkadays.com if you think you're going to be in that vicinity. And check it out, all right? Now, what happens if you try to cross Hank Williams Sr. and a polka band? What do you get? You get Marv Masterman and the band doing the Jambalaya Polka, and it goes like this. Marv Masterman and the orchestra and the Jambalaya Polka. Take a little Hank Williams tune, put a little tuba in there, and you get a polka right out of that one, I'm telling you now. I'm just kind of having a wild time here because, like I told you, I got this box full of records that I don't think any of them have ever been on the show, or at least most of them. There might be one or two because I can't remember every record, but crazy. So what happens if you take a hit movie back in the, I want to say the 60s, might have been early 70s, I think 60s, early 70s, something like that. It was a huge, 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 huge hit movie. Especially children love this movie. Dick Van Dyke was in this movie. See, now you're thinking it's Mary Poppins, but you're wrong. It's about a car that can fly. Do you remember Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, we love you in our pretty Chitty Bang Bang. Oh, yeah, I remember too much of that. Anyway, what happens if you take the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang song and you give it to the Whoopi John Orchestra? Crazy things happen, man, and it comes out like this. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Whoopi John's Orchestra, and they're doing up the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang movie theme song. Here on Tim Zumba Hour, it is your old-time oldies show where we spin the polka records every week. Glad you're along. Take note of where you found us, because we do this every week. Same place, same time, different stack of records every week. And don't forget, you can get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour a lot of different ways. You could call and leave a message or text to area code 218-259-2985. That doesn't work for you, you can send us an email. It's oompahour@aol.com. That doesn't work. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, Oompa Hour. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. That's how it goes. So all those different ways, if you want to make a request or dedication, have a question about a song or whatever, feel free to get in touch with us any of those ways. Now, in every show, we try to include a waltz, at least one. I have one. I have the Shimoleski brothers doing the Blue Skirt Waltz. And the Shimoleskis have, over the many, many years and many, 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 many records, LPs and 45s they've made, recorded the Blue Skirt Waltz more than one time with different configurations of the band and at different eras, you know, the 60s, 70s, whatever. And this is the Shimoleski Brothers. Waltzers, if you're ready, here's the Blue Skirt Waltz.
I wandered alone one night until I heard an orchestra play. I met you where lights were bright and people were carefree and gay. You were the beautiful lady in blue. I was in heaven just waltzing with you. You thrilled me with strange delight. Softly you stole away. I dream of that night with you, lady, when first we met. We danced in a world of blue. How can my heart forget? Blue were the skies and blue were your eyes, just like the blue skirt you wore. Come back, blue lady, come back, don't be blue anymore.
All right, it's the Blue Skirt Waltz, and that is the Shimoleski Brothers, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We're just going to keep the music rolling here. I'm starting to run out of voice as we get through the, further into the show here this week. When's the last time we heard Dick Hagedorn in the eighth notes on the show? I know the answer to that. Never! So let's do it now, huh? It's about time. Here they are with the Springtime Polka. We'll be right back. right, there you go, with Dick Hagedorn in the eighth notes and the springtime polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old time oldies show. Yeah, I'm battling a little bit of a cold or something again. I'm not sure where that came from. Maybe it came from 40 below weather all week. I'm not sure. But anyway, we press onward. Nothing stops the Oompa Hour, I'm telling you now. Wally Ives and his Jolly Dutchman. And this is the Braves Polka. There you have it, Wally Ives and his Jolly Dutchman. Is that what that says, Jolly Dutchman? I mean, what other kind of Dutchman would there be? But, oh, yeah, they're Jolly Dutchman, all right. That is the Braves Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Now I was digging around in the records, and I found an old Frankie Yankovic 45. And it's a good scratchy one, too. And, yeah, here's how the things work out. I got the Braves Polka playing there, and it's only a minute and 40 seconds long, which is not a lot of time in disc jockey time. And I pull out this Frankie Yankovic record. It's dirty and grungy and disgusting. And I'm like, okay, let's get the record cleaner out and see if we can't clean this one up so we can play it. And then I realize I've only got about 20 seconds left of this other record and I've got to hurry up. So like we used to do with the roller rink 40 years ago, when you're playing kind of a worn out record, you would play it wet. You'd spritz it with record cleaner. And I think the theory was the record cleaner would get into the grooves and kind of cushion the needle. I don't know, but they would play scratchy records wet and see if they sounded any better. So let's try that, shall we? As an oldie but a goodie, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. This is the Bunny Polka.
Thank you.
Wow, that works. You play a record wet and it doesn't sound nearly as scratchy. Anyway, there you have it. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. That is the Bunny Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Coming up, another one of those bands that we rarely hear on the show. I have the Merle Petrick Orchestra standing by. But before we get to that, let's get to this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, I got the Merle Petrick Orchestra standing by here. We got another one from the Shimoleskis coming up. Only because we play the Shimoleski Brothers, now we have the Shimoleski Band coming up, so we'll do that. Man, I tell you, what a day. I came into the house for lunch today, came home at lunchtime, and I walk in the house. My wife's at work, of course. The house is empty except for the cat, and I'm greeted by a bird flying around in the house like a maniac. And this will rarely happen. What happens is when it gets so cold like it's been the last few days, because literally we've been 40 below and that's the actual air temp, not the wind chill. What'll happen is a bird will find its way down the chimney into the fireplace. And now our fireplace is from like 1910 and it's got one of those big heavy brass fronts on it. So it's kind of sealed up, but a bird that tries every now and then will make their way into the house. And heck, we had no idea when that bird got in the house. But I come home for lunchtime. I'm starving. And I spent an hour chasing a bird around with a net in the house. We have a net that we use because occasionally we get a bat in the house, too. And we have the same net. It's our bird-bat net. And that bird was not going to cooperate. And, of course, they fly around like crazy, and they head for the windows because they think they're flying outside. And then they go, boof, into the window. Oh, finally, I succeeded in getting the bird out of here and was able to have lunch. But I'm telling you, it was very athletic. All right, let's see if we can't sneak in a couple more tunes. I promised you the Merle Petrick Orchestra. Here they are with the Fiesta Polka. And there you have the Merle Petrick Orchestra. That's the Fiesta Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We're going to squeak in one more song here. Shimoleski's Fun Time Band. This would have been a good one to start the show with. I guess it's just as good to close the show with, huh? Here's the What Do You Know Polka.
Hey, it's polka time.
Well, what do you know?
What do you know?
That is the Shimoleski's there, and What Do You Know, Polka. Well, I know that we're about out of time here for another edition of the old Oompa Hour. Played a nice stack of records this week, and of course, back to do it again next week. Always more great old-time records to play. So I hope you'll take note of where you're at, and you'll meet us up next week.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by World of Accordions Museum, the International Polka Association, and Kebs Records. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!